You?
Item number three is an application for a subdivision rezoning for 109 Chandos Avenue under file DAZ 2.
Okay, we have just...
209 of 2009.
Sorry?
Sorry, there's a misprint in my...
We have Joshua Rist and Jamie Rist, who have registered here, and a letter of support from Carson and Doris Rist, coincidentally the same last name.
I believe that in this email they're asking that they act on his behalf.
Oh.
It's a letter of authorization.
Okay, yeah, it's a letter of authorization authorizing Joshua and Jamie Rist to act on behalf of the application. And we have one person listed for information as Mavis Metcalf. That's the totality of the people registered in this matter. Is there anyone whose name I have not called who wishes to be heard or registered in this matter? Seeing none, we'll ask Joshua and Jamie Rist to come forward, if they like. This way. There you go.
I'm Joshua Rist.
Are you from Discovery Homes?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
We're speaking on behalf of my father and mother who own the property, but we ultimately are the ones that are planning to live in it and own it.
Okay.
So we live in the area on Lloyd Street, and we're planning to develop this house as a duplex. Right now, it's dilapidated, the house that's there, and it needs to be torn down. And it's an eyesore to the neighborhood. And so our plan is to develop it as a side-by-side house where we're going to live in one side and rent out the other. Right now, in the neighborhood, two houses down on the corner of the street is another R2 zoned house, and across the street is an apartment block. Our thoughts on the house is we're trying to keep it in line with the rest of the neighborhood to have the same kind of features as in siding and the makeup of the house. And even though it's duplex, we're planning to have just an entrance at the front. And I did have one question. On the administrative report here, number two, it says that a 10% dedication be made by a payment of a sum of money to the city in lieu of that requirement for the land dedication based on the increase in the market value of the land. How is that 10% calculated?
Okay, we'll just finish your presentation. I'll mark your question down and we'll answer it.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm finished. The house that's there is an eyesore, and there's nobody living in it currently. That's our plan is to tear it down and build a nicer one in its place.
Councillor Vandell has some questions. He's also going to explain to you how the 10% land dedication works.
Sure.
My question was going to be, you've read the report, and do you have any questions about the report? So let me try to answer your question. I believe it's based on the increased in market value of the lot through the rezoning. Okay. Generally, when you rezone to a higher density, the value of the land goes up, and 10% of that land will be charged back to yourself to help with public green space in the area.
The increased value.
Of the increased value.
Of the increased
of the value. Of the assessed value.
Okay.
So generally I've read the report. Obviously you've read it and you're comfortable with everything else that's in there?
Yes.
Good. Good. I don't have any more questions for yourself.
Okay, well, there is one person registered for information. I don't know if they'll have any comments or not, but if they do, we'll be bringing you back to talk about their concerns, if any. So please listen closely.
Sure.
Mavis Metcalf is registered for information. Ms. Metcalf, no comments? Comfortable? Well, maybe before you get too far, Mr. Rist, turn around, you two. Do you, any, just maybe just get back to the podium, Councillor Vandal?
I've read the report. I'm actually familiar with the lot. I've driven around it a few times. It's a great neighborhood, and I'm glad you're staying in the neighborhood.
Okay.
No questions.
Thank you.
Is it a complete teardown?
Oh.
It is. Is there a demolition permit that goes along with this, or how does that go?
We were told to apply for that process. Later.
Oh, okay, that's later on. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
This is the rezoning.
Okay,
okay, I'll move sense. That.
Thank you.
Hang on here, I lost my place.
Moves that the public service, report of public service be taken as read. All those in favor, opposed, carried. Councillor Vandal moves receipt of public representation be concluded. Councillor Vandal moves that the recommendation of Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee for
EPC.
Executive Policy Committee. That's via the prior zoning
well spoken,
process.
Councillor, I'll move all that.
Good. Favor, opposed, carried.